بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم, أما بعد. Every one of us, we are well aware of the harm of being blacklisted. Person is blacklisted, then for him to even open an account, for him to get certain benefits are difficult and hard for him. We all know the consequences of having a criminal record, and that is why a person is at all costs, he wants to avoid that criminal record, because you know that there are certain countries you will not be able to visit, immaterial of how trivial or small that criminal record may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability, if only we understood the gravity and the consequences of being the criminal in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning where we are violating the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, where a person is categorized as gunahgar, as mujrim, as a sinner. But despite all of that, all our sins that we have committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran still addresses us with so much of love and affection. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي. At the end of all of the sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh my banda, where are you gonna go? Where are you gonna go? فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Come back to me. Because the only person that can forgive those sins is me. As the ulama explained, that the child who falls into mud and dirt and becomes, you know, soiled with muddy water, with dirt, with filth, the mother will still embrace the child, will still hold the child, take the child to clean the child. And how much more loving is our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, that with all our sins we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still embraces us into His mercies. The first, these are some du'as for seeking forgiveness, for making istighfar. Now these again, a reminder for ourselves, that when we are reciting these du'as, to be conscious of the meaning of these du'as, then that will put some real flavor in our du'a. The first one is a du'a of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, which we know as Ayat Kareema. We say, recite the Ayat Kareema. So Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had delivered him and had saved him from the darknesses, from darkness to light. Meaning he was in the deep waters of the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him to land. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had removed Yunus alayhi salam from darkness to light, has that power and that qudra to remove every one of us from our darkness of sin to the light and the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed Yunus alayhi salam from the ocean to the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove us from our oceans of problems, mashakil, difficulties, to the land of ease and peace and the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what did he recite? Imagine, we're talking about a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we all know the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam are ma'asoom. They are the choices of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are sinless. There's no possibility of sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected them. Yet look at these words, which are lesson for us, that we need to humble ourselves. That the dua he recited, La ilaha illa anta. That there is no deity worthy of worship. La ilaha illa anta. Save you, besides you, O my Allah. Subhanak. O my Allah, you are free from all blemishes. Ya Allah, your status is so great that there is no possibility of any fault on your side. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free. Where's the fault? Inni kuntu minal zalimin. Indeed, inni, verily I, kuntu, verily I, kuntu minal zalimin. I am from the wrongdoers, from the sinners, from the oppressors. Ya Allah, I'm the one that has wronged. I'm the one that has done something in violation of your commands. So the lesson we glean from this dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam is number one, admission of guilt. Inni kuntu mina dhalimin. Ya Allah, I'm wrong. I erred. I slipped. I made a mistake. And that is, we know that's the secret of even today's world. Sometimes a person says, Mawlana, he must just come and tell me maaf. He must just tell me maaf. I'm telling you, I won't even ask for any recompensation. Person was owing someone money. So, and it was a big amount of money in the hundreds of thousands. So they were discussing and talking, negotiating to try and strike a deal. He says, just speak the truth, that's all. Speak the truth, where's the money? At the end of the meeting, the person didn't say it all. So this, the creditor is saying, he said, Mufti Saab, I promise you, I know he's in a position. If he spoke the truth, I would have told him maaf. Those hundreds and thousands of rands, I would have told him maaf. And I'll still help him because he's my Muslim brother. But because he's lying, he must pay that money now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, similar. All we have to say, Ya Allah, maaf. Ya Allah, maaf. I'm a weak servant of yours, O my Allah, maaf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deliver us to safety. So amazing dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. And we see this dua is full of humility. Inni kuntu ma'asum Nabi isin. Inni kuntu min al-zadimin. So just to say, you know, like in this world a person says, you know, I didn't know. Maaf, I'm sorry. Then everything is sorted out. So similar, yeah. In our world, in this world where we see so much of turmoil, we need to think to ourselves, O my Allah, what's happening to the people around the world is because of me. That is the true servant of Allah, who doesn't look at everyone else's fault to say, shame, astaghfirullah. Look at these people. They stay there and they speak this language. They're committing this sin, that's why. No. What about the mountain of sins that is not visible to the world? My sins. So, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The next dua is also a dua that appears in the Qur'an al-Kareem. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Rabbana. O my Rabb. O our cherisher, our nourisher, our sustainer. O our Rabb. Zalamna anfusana. Zalamna is plural. We have wronged ourselves, O my Allah. Whatever sin I have committed, Ya Allah, I have wronged myself. That our sins affect us. There's no blemish. There's no effect to the grandeur and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time we commit a sin, it's only going to affect me and my family. It's going to affect me and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, zalamna, when we commit sin, anfusana, we wronged ourselves. So, O our Rabb, we have wronged ourselves. Wa illam taghfir lana. And if you do not forgive us, wa tarhamna. And O my Allah, if you do not have mercy on us, lanakunanna min al khasirin. Then definitely we will be the losers. Lanakunanna min al khasirin. Khasirin, khasara. We talk about khasara and a loss. So khasirin, Ya Allah, we will be the losers. If there's anything that a person can gain the success in this world, qabr and akhirat, and that is istighfar. Subhanallah, yursili samaa alaykum midrara, wa yumdidkum bi amwali wa banin. When a person makes tawbah and istighfar, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there's so much that I am ready and I want to give the ummah. I want to bless you with rain, with rizq, with children, with everything. I want to bless you. So all we needed to do, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَارًا. O may Allah forgive me. O may Allah forgive me. There's so much of consolation. You know, when we read the ahadith, the ayat of the Quran, ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has narrated that if we, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were so pious that there was no sin, there was no sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have created a creation to commit sin. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I love to forgive. My banda, I know he's my creation, he's prone to sin. There's a possibility of him slipping and erring. So how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhibit? How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon us his maghfirat? By someone sinning. So he says, there's my maghfirat. You want certain mercies? Those mercies only come. Does not give us a license to commit sin, no. It means that for sinners like us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all embracing, waiting for us to turn back to him. So that's another dua of the Quran. And the third one is also a dua from the Quran. This is the last verse, meaning a portion of the last verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. The portion of the last verse, the ultimate verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. So the verse starts of La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. This is one portion of it that we can learn and understand the meaning of it. Rabbana again, Rabbana, O my Rabb, la tu'akhidna, do not take us to task. La tu'akhidna, O my Allah, O my Rabb, do not punish us, means do not take us to task. In nasina, nasina means if we forget. In nasina. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. So that's got to do nisyan. Nisyan is person when he forgets. أَوَّلُ النَّاسِ. So إِنَّسِينَ is if we commit a sin by mistake. Ya Allah, we forgot. Ya Allah, we forgot. أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Oh my Allah, we erred. Akhta'na khata. Person say, you know, ghalati ho gayi. Person say, khata. What I did was a mistake. So khata. Aw akhta'na. Oh, we erred. Rabbana wala tahmil alayna. O my Allah, do not place upon us. La tahmil alayna. Meaning do not burden us. Do not place upon us. Isran, a burden. Do not put a heavy weight on top of us. كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. As you had placed it on the people before us. قَبْل, before. As you have placed it on the people, عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. On the people before us. Certain of the other religions, if a person commits a sin, then he needs to go in front of his priest, in front of his the pious person, and he has to confess his sin. Imagine. How humiliating wouldn't it be to a person to go, a human, to go to a human and to say, this is what I did. Yet it's got nothing to do with him. What you did was violation through the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine the nations of the past, Banu Israel, wake up in the morning and your name is on the front gate, on the front door, it's written that Muhammad committed zina last night. Ismail last night did this. Ibrahim did that last night. And everything is written. Everything is written. That Abdul Rahman, he was watching porn, na'udhu billah. Allah forgive us. That oh, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is exposed. Allahumma astur awratina wa amin rawatina. Everything is covered. Ya Allah, wala tahmil alayna isran. Ya Allah, do not put that burden upon us. Like how you have done to the nations of the past. We, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three lines engraved on the two walls of Jannah. And the last line, ummatum mudhnibatun wa rabbun ghafoor. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ummah is sinful. Tell them their Rabb is most forgiving. On the walls of Jannah engraved. Rabbana wala tuhammilna. Again, wala tuhammilna with emphasis. Tahmil and tuhammilna. This is little bit more emphasis. Ya Allah, do not place upon us. Emphasized. Rabbana wala tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. That which is beyond our ability. Taqa. Taqa means we got no strength. Ya Allah, do not place upon us that for which we don't have strength. And then this is a very valuable part of it. Wa'fu anna. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. So this wa'fu anna, overlook our sins. Wa'fu anna, O may Allah overlook our sins. This is like when a person writes with the pencil, he makes a mistake, so he erases it. So, O may Allah, wa'fu anna, wipe that sin off. Wa'fu anna, Ya Allah, erase it, overlook it. Waghfir lana. So one is no problem. I can scratch off your death. I can scratch it off. I'll write it off. But I won't forget what you did to me. I won't forget. Ya Allah, waghfir lana. Ya Allah, don't even be upset with us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Ya Allah, you shouldn't even be upset with us, O my Allah. Forgive us. And warhamna, on top of all of that sin, we're telling, O my Allah, shower your mercies now. Meaning like you took a person for a ride, he gave you R1 million, you say, maaf bhai. You know, the whole deal went sour. But anyway, can you write it off? Gee. You won't be upset with me? No problem. You give me another loan. You give me 1 more million. He's, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we committed so much of sin. We ask Allah's mercy after committing sin. Warhamna, Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Anta maulana, Ya Allah, you our master. Ya Allah, if we had to do this to any insan, he'll smirk at us and he'll laugh at us. Anta maulana, Ya Allah, we take solace. You are our maula. You are our master. Fansurna, help us. Halal qawmil kafirin. Why? Because as long as we are carrying sins on our shoulders, we will never be able to overcome the enemy. We want to overcome the enemy, we need to overcome ourselves. We need to overcome our sins of ourselves. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. So, O my Allah, help us against the disbelievers. عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. The next dua is a dua in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very, very valuable, a secret. This is known as Sayyidul Istighfar. Sayyidul Istighfar means Sayyid. This is the chief of all du'as of Istighfar. If you're looking for the best way of imploring Allah for forgiveness and begging for forgiveness, this is the du'a. This Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is Sayyidul Istighfar. You're looking for any, they can't be better than this. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying it's Sayyidul Istighfar, and how does this entire du'a, subhanallah, Allahumma anta rabbi. Oh my, you're asking forgiveness, it's known as Sayyidul Istighfar, but we say, O my Allah, Anta, you are my Rabb. Anta Rabbi. Ya Allah, you my Rabb. Why do we have to say that when we're asking for Istighfar? As if to say, the moment, O my Allah, when I committed that sin, as if I forgot you were watching, you were listening to me. Ya Allah, maaf. I swore my Muslim brother, I was swearing him, I even forgot you listening to me. Ya Allah, Anta Rabbi. La ilaha illa Ant. There is no deity worthy of worship besides you. I'm coming back to you. Ya Allah, Khalaqtani. You created me. Khalaqtani. You created me. Wa ana abduk. Ya Allah, you created me, so I'm your servant. I can't run anywhere else. Wa ana ala ahdika. Wa ana I. Ala ahdik. Ahd is covenant. Wa wa'dik. Wa'd is promise. This is one of the du'as that we Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited at the time of the Tahajjud. Has this word, wa wa'duka haqq, which was recited this morning. Anta al-haqqu wa qawluka al-haqqu, etc. And then got wa wa'duka haqq, meaning your promise is true. So wa ana ala ahdik, Ya Allah, I am on the covenant and your promise, meaning your covenant and your promise. Mastata'at, as far as possible. As far as possible, O my Allah, I'm going to try to remain on that promise that I and that pledge I have taken with you. What pledge have every one of us? Some of us may feel, Mawlana, what pledge have you taken with Allah? The moment a person says, Ashhadu alla ilaha illallah, you saying that you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you, is listening to you, you're gonna return to Him. You have taken that. And you're going to obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. I seek your protection, O my Allah. A'udhu bik min sharri, from the evil, ma sana'tu, of what I have done, of the evil I have perpetrated. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu. And then, abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya, means I return to you with your mercies upon me. The translation we had written is that I fully acknowledge the favors you have bestowed upon me. We make an istighfar, Ya Allah, forgive me. But in this istighfar, what are we telling Allah? Ya Allah, I fully acknowledge your bounties upon me. Ya Allah, this tongue I am making istighfar with, you gave it to me. I'm using your bounty to seek your forgiveness. Your bounty. Ya Allah, when I slipped and I erred and I committed that sin, I used your bounties, your eyes that you blessed me with. Ya Allah, that ability to hear, that heart, that body, that mind. Ya Allah, forgive me. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika aliyya wa abu'u bi dhanbi, and I return with my sins. Ya Allah, wa abu'u bi dhanbi, I confess my faults. Faghfir li. Ya Allah, forgive me. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. For there's no one that can forgive sins besides you. There's no one, Umay Allah. There's no one at all. Now, in today's day and age, we know the children are troubling. Then we tighten up a little on them. We say, right, we're not going to have ice cream this weekend. I'm not giving you spending for this week. Or something to that nature. Right, okay, you're not going with the car. Because you did this, you did that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayhi. In the night we committed the sin, the next morning you wake up with full health. He says, take my bounties, never mind. Because you need those bounties to make istighfar. I'll give you more. Take, take. So how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there's one statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets so happy with, is this last one. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. When a banda and a servant says this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, oh my angels, you all heard what he said. You all heard what he said. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy. You all heard. He said, I'm the only one that can forgive. Quickly wipe it all out. Forgive all his sins. He said there's no one else. He's turning to me. What else must we do? Forgive it all. So that's that last part. And sometimes this dua also is recited in the last qada, last tashahud. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. O my Allah, I have wronged myself. Previously, zalamna anfusana. That was plural. Wronged ourselves. Zalamtu nafsi. Ya Allah, I have wronged myself. And how much? Zulman kathira. Ya Allah, seriously wronged myself. Abundant of zulm. وَلَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Again, there's none besides you who can forgive. فَغْفِرْ لِي. So please forgive me. مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِكَ. Forgiveness from your court, O my Allah. وَارْحَمْنِي. And have mercy upon me also. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. For verily you are the most forgiving, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all our maghfirat and the maghfirat of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and grant each one of us the tawfiq and the ability that we continuously on a daily basis make a lot of istighfar. Some of us may have met, there was a pious person, they used to call him Hakim Astaghfirullah. Hakim Astaghfirullah. Why? Because he's the dhikr on his tongue all the time, astaghfirullah, 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 all the time astaghfirullah. So one person asked him, Hakim sahab, there's so many other things you can do, you make an istighfar. You see, I feel ashamed to ask for anything when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And he continued with istighfar and istighfar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite all of that, meaning he still, only istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's majesty and his grandeur, that it's only Allah we can take our sins to, no one else. And he'll forgive it all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and grant us tawfiq wa akhir da'wan. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.